Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Have a great Friday.
Great Friday, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz has his male genitalia posted on an underage girl's website.
Well, this will be the national
coming
news.
Coming up tonight, Fox 4 News at 9 and NewsNet National for sure will cover this.
When I looked up, I was looking this morning for any new stories on our favorite newscaster from Alaska. Mm. Uh-huh. And there wasn't anything new, but I did read that her father...
Uh-oh.
Is some famous criminologist.
Oh, well.
And so I don't know if Lonnie Athens, I think that was his name, is currently in hiding or how that works for him, as you know.
I can't wait to hear his quotes. My daughter's such a good person, I can't even believe it, mother father.
I can't believe I am such a good person.
And she only kills people when they deserve it.
Right. Well, and there's that whole racist element to her rant as well.
Oh, right. She was calling, what was, she was like, you know, totally crapping on the guy for being a Jew, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't even remember that part. There's so many exciting parts in there.
Well, and you know, while it's funny to play the whole have a great Friday, mother.
Father.
There's just not, you just can't keep replaying some lady being a racist.
Yeah, that's my least favorite part, because that's the part that's just like, ew, that just got real.
Let's and also
you either
the whole
turn yourself in,
thing.
Kill yourself, or do what you need to do. I will personally kill you and Mark Kimmel, my goddamn self, you Jewish piece of living You have met your match, motherfucker. You have met your mother.
Here it comes, though.
I can't believe I am such a good person. And so-
in the middle of all that, she says,
God, I love her.
Doesn't
I just,
make
she's just, that is my, that's my favorite rant in it, like, man. Since the, yeah, who's the Batman guy?
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
I mean, is there any better?
Well, I mean, the Mel Gibson stuff's pretty goddamn good.
Oh, right.
Good too, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty,
yeah, that was
pretty awesome. That's really stood the test of time, too. Like, you can still pull those quotes out and that, the Christian Bale. I mean, just all time.
Yeah, it, that had to be, there. You know, somewhere in the People magazine building, as that rant is being played on radio stations all over the country, they're pulling down the Mel Gibson Handsomest Man of the Year. framed
he's
cover.
on the board for, well, here we're gonna rearrange these every day. Well, that guy just fell in the trash,
right? That guy can't stay on the wall. You gotta put him down.
Doctor, you need a brain transplant. You need a soul.
Oh, you need a soul. We do need one of those, you know. You
well, everyone,
good morning.
Good
have
news
a
is
great
you have it more together than Maria Athens and Mel Gibson.
Great news.
You bitch.
Oh, Trash is brought to you by the Nest Audio from
all
Google.
Right.
You get a chance to win your very own Nest Audio home speaker to stream all your favorite music. And, of course, Alice. You know, we're biased, but we think Alice is the best. And you should listen 24/7, even when you're not listening.
Duh.
Just turn it down. So through November 13th, you have chances to win at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock every weekday afternoon. Listen for the code word. Text that word to 20357, and you are in the running.
Listen for Jane's voice. I believe Jane's given those code words.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Jane, she's giving the code words. Message and data rates apply. All right, we're going to start with, I'm just going to run down. I have 50 tiny little things. 50 okay. tiny little things. Hospitals, who are already swamped with COVID-19, are now gearing up for an influx of patients suffering from election stress disorder. Regional Medical Center in San Jose, they say that they've put extra staff on standby because stress from the election could send more people to emergency rooms. And I was reading somewhere this morning that Rose McGowan, who's a delight, she was reading her phone or, you know, checking election results, walking down some stairs, and she's now has a broken arm.
She took
a little tumble too. So people are, you know, look, it's hard to turn away from that stuff. And people are, I'm telling you, yesterday, probably around 3 o'clock, as we watched that, we watched CNN all day yesterday. And I actually started to like, my chest kind of, I'm like, oh my God, I might be having a heart attack. Like, I was thinking, I'm like, I'm going to, if Trump wins, I'm going to need a mental health day. I was like, should I just call those guys and say I'm taking tomorrow off? I don't know if I can. It's just so hard to just rally and be happy and friendly. And anyway,
yeah, we have days. Just take one.
Yeah. I'm going to head to the Regional Medical Center in San Jose. Sounds like they're all geared up for me. No one was cooking last night. And no one was cooking on Wednesday night. And no one was cooking on election night. Like, people are freaking out. According to DoorDash, deliveries are way up. And the people want the comfort foods, Vin. Surprise. Fried stuff. Carb-filled stuff. The most ordered food. Yes. Yeah. The most ordered food was French fries. Chicken.
You know, all those fried stuff, they go well with drinking. That's why.
Yeah. It's nice. Right. And actually, booze. There's a alcohol delivery app called Drizzly.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Just one Z, though. I
do understand the addictive nature of this sort of following this saga, but I feel like I can't see making an event of it like that, ordering food and getting drinks and sort of sitting down to, unless you knew there was an announcement pending, because right now we're in this open-ended. And the count continues back after these, and you just go.
I know, but okay, then they'll go big election update coming up, and just and then and then sometimes it is, and other times I'm like, you are crying wolf.
Well,
Blitzer.
That's but they got to keep you engaged, and they're good at it.
They
but
are
that's,
good at
my
it.
My problem becomes I can't just sit here and keep getting the you know, well, another 1,000 went to this category. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Turns out I can. I can.
And that's great.
I didn't realize I could, Vinny. And it's not great. It's not healthy. I shouldn't be watching this. And I'm so sucked in because I'm a terrible person when it comes to dealing with stress and dealing with, you know, and also it's really, even in my house, I have said so many times, please stop talking about politics. And I'm a cheerleader for this team that all these guys that I live with are on. And I get to the point where I'm like, I can't take it anymore. And it's like the floodgates are open. John keeps, it's CNN. It's going the whole day. Don't pause it. Don't worry about it. Just turn it down a little bit and tell me what you want to say. It's going to be the same goddamn information when we turn it back on anyway.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, but he's got to pause it and tell me his thoughts on every little, I'm just like, oh my God, I just want to see what's happening.
Now I'll admit, like I'm just not doing what you're doing, but I will admit, I went out for a surf. I was in the water for 2 hours. And when I came back to land,
the first thing you did,
I did check. I was like, it would be amazing to see that there's some kind of an announcement, which there wasn't. And then I just said, all right, I'll dry off and change my clothes.
Well, and I will say this too, like, first of all, this is very hotly, it's we're so split. It's so 50-50, right? It's so close in so many key places. And the way it's playing out, you do need to keep checking because there's like, he could pull ahead here. He could put, the votes are coming from these areas. It's a total effing nail biter.
But for a while, the numbers just weren't moving. I mean, there's just,
right.
So I just.
Well, and Nevada is. Look, all right, let me just keep going with this. And I mean, believe me, I'm sure we'll.
Nevada's the fun. Did you see what Newsom posted on Instagram?
I didn't, but there are so many. Actually, Bryn and I put together, we got every meme about Nevada. What did Newsom
there's
post?
There's this little. So it's a picture or it's a video of a little boy playing t-ball. So he's,
yeah,
you know.
Oh, yeah. We have that one.
Adorable.
That is the cutest damn thing.
And that boy is in his own world and he's running.
He's doing a slow-mo run.
He's doing a slow-mo run. And as the coach comes up to push him along, he shrugs him off like, hey, I'm running here.
The coach just wants him to get to home plate to get the run in.
Right.
He's obviously a Baywatch fan.
Right.
He's mimicking the slow-mo run. It is so
cute.
So, and the point behind the video is they put Nevada under this boy as he's fake running super fast. And the rest of everybody else is the guy on base or at the home plate going, oh,
the world.
Come on, would you get up here?
And then the coach has USA on him.
Right.
Because he's like, come on, come on now. We want to. And the kid's all, get off me, man. It's so
anyway,
funny.
Yeah,
there's
Nevada
so
is,
many good memes going around today. I mean, people are so creative. I laughed out loud at a few things this morning. Anyway, people are not cooking. They're ordering crap food. Although I will say pizza, not in the top five, which was very surprising to me because that's the easiest. French fries, chicken fingers, the second. Mm. You know, chicken fingers are a big East Coast thing. Followed by cheeseburgers, chicken quesadillas, and fried chicken sandwiches. Drizzly, the alcohol delivery app, mm-hmm, saw 2/3 more sales than the average of the previous 4 Tuesdays. So people were, bring me booze now. And they're saying blue states drank way more than red states. Or at least they were more willing to use the app to order their booze. Check this out. This is effing crazy. And this is why mail-in voting was so important, people.
Here we go.
In St. Louis, in the suburbs, there was an election official working there on election day, getting people in, getting people processed, getting them to wherever they need to be voted. He's an election worker. He had already tested positive for COVID. This guy knew he was infected. And actually, I shouldn't say this guy because they're saying this person could be a man or a woman. That guy is now dead.
Mm.
Worked and exposed however many people on Tuesday knowing that this person was sick. And about 2,000 people voted there. That person's identity has not been released, so I don't even know if it's a man or a woman. But there are some pretty big concerns for the people who voted in this place. And that was why mail-in voting was the way to go. If you missed it, Joe Biden spoke briefly yesterday urging people, let's be calm. Count these votes. Let's be calm. President Trump, of course, you maybe saw him too. That was delightful. Oh my God. From the White House making wild accusations. He accused the election of being a fraud. He didn't have any evidence of that. So some networks actually cut away from him in the middle of his press conference. CNN did. They played the whole thing. Other ones were like, that guy's insane. We're cutting away. The cable networks are becoming completely hysterical over this. Yesterday, Anderson Cooper, we were watching this, so I heard it, and it's been our quote. It was our quote for the rest of the day. We kept saying, that looks like a, here's the quote.
That is the president of the United States. That is the most powerful person in the world, and we see him like an obese turtle on his back, flailing in the hot sun, realizing his time is over.
Like, Anderson, you don't have to be a jerk about it, you meanie. Oh, it's a turtle. Beast turtle on his back flailing in the hot sun. I mean, that was actually a moment of laughter at our house yesterday.
One of the problems and one of the things that I heard was, and this has been Donald Trump and actually every lawyer's mode of operation since the beginning of lawyering, which is just outlast people.
Yeah.
Just stay at it. Stay relentless. Keep the fight up until they can't take another freaking minute of it,
right?
And they give you your way because they can't look at you anymore. This dude's way.
It's, but you know, he undermines himself because he starts with saying how great the election has gone for all these Republicans, all these senators, all these House seats. You know, so apparently it's a mass conspiracy across every state to only sabotage his race. But all these other ones are fine. And also in the states where he's leading, those ones are fine. In
the states where he's count the legal votes, I easily win.
Do you?
All right. Well.
Anyway, Trump's spiritual advisor, She's a woman by the name of, he's got a spiritual advisor. Her, she's a televangelist, and we know her because she's married to Jonathan Cain,
yep.
Journey's keyboardist. Her name is Paula White Cain. I want to say they met on a flight or something, and then they both divorced the people they were with, and that was it. They were
together.
That's
a story. You're right.
And I think,
were
too,
you there that day, or did I tell you that?
I think you told me that. That was okay. A news story, right? That's how I found out about her.
This was backstage at that classic rock concert we went to.
Oh, he told you that's where we met.
Directly.
Oh, funny. So anyway, I think he's not in Journey anymore either, right?
No, he is in Journey, of course.
No, I thought they had a big fight, and now they're not.
No, they are a band, absolutely, and Jonathan Cain is in it.
Oh, my God. Well, I thought there was, like, some big argument.
No, there's a beef, and one of the guys who tried to stage what they called a coup has been thrown out, and I thought it was the drummer that they threw out because he tried to. It had something to do with taking the rights of the name out from under Neil.
Right,
Neil's
right.
Like, this band is my band. Yeah. I started it. I'm the only original member.
And I own all the stuff that goes along with it.
So anyway, that guy got punted.
This Paula White Cain, who is Trump's spiritual advisor, and she's a nutcase, right?
I don't know her. You do know her
because I think when this whole thing came up, we were playing video of her televangelizing. If that's a word.
Strike until you have victory. For every enemy that is aligned against you, let there be that we would strike the ground, for you will give us victory, God. I hear a sound of abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory.
That's her prayer. It's an emphatic election prayer.
This is recent.
This is like, yeah, I mean, this is... I don't know if this happened yesterday, although that's when the memes started going hot and heavy. But this was her election prayer.
Oh,
so,
all right.
Of course, she's really kind of in a rhythm. And the remixes begin. Do you have a... It's
victory, 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 victory. I hear the sound of victory. I hear the sound of victory. It is done. It is done.
Anyway, if you want to rock out to Paula White Cain, that is more than available to you in many different places. All right, I'm completely out of time. Oh, yeah. It's good times. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, adult toys are expensive.
They are.
So is it wrong to try them out in store?
I'll save my answer.
All right, after
the news.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.